Anybody else want to speak to this?
Yeah, Bethune here.
I'm sorry, Wesley?
Yes. The criteria for establishing a program council, I think, needs to come from this committee to determine, you know, how many do we want on a program council? How are they going to be elected, selected, and have it uniform and implemented at all of the stations so that just a basic framework of how it's composed and what their duties and responsibilities are. That I agree with Alex completely up until the part where he says that the local station boards should create their own criteria. I think right here in this group is the chance to make one uniform group called a program council or whatever. Okay.
Anyone else like to speak to this?
I'd like to speak if nobody.
Let me see if there's anybody who hasn't spoken yet that would like to speak to this.
Sure.
I guess I would. This is really a critical problem for the organization. I mean, and Michael then put his finger on it, which is basically, on the one hand, the LSBs are supposed to be setting policy and are supposed to be the interface between the progressive community or the community of listeners and the management. And on the other hand, they have no power to do so. The only power they have is, you know, they can recommend that we fire the general manager. In the day-to-day, you know, kind of trying to deal with the day-to-day issues like such as, do we have any serious way of evaluating programs that we actually compare them as opposed one to the other without it being essentially just whatever the program director happens to think? And the boards just don't have any leverage over that. And we've seen that at KPFP, where what was originally starting out as an LSB function became a management committee, and then basically was ignored altogether when the committee began making suggestions that weren't welcome. So I think it's a real problem. I think we do need to address it, and I'm not quite sure how to do it.
Okay.
If you want to speak, good.
Okay. I agree with George on this. It is a real problem, and I'm not claiming that I have all the answers as to how to do it. I only want to make a start. I think right now we have nothing in terms of any kind of institutional structure that allows us to review programming. I think if we at least had the national board come out with a policy statement on how this should be done, we're going to be a little bit further ahead than we are now. The question that Michael and Wesley bring up, these are real issues. It's true that any such structure would have to have some rules as to who gets on it, what kind of authority it has, how it functions, and so on. But I know from being involved in Pacifica politics for a number of years, this is a hot-button issue for a lot of people, and it's something that cuts across the different factions. It involves issues of staff and their perception of their responsibilities and rights as opposed to listeners. There are all kinds of fracture lines here, paid staff, unpaid staff, professional versus amateur. And then there's the big question is, what is the role of the program director? It was a legitimate question that Bernard asked at our last non-quorum meeting. It's too bad he's not here tonight. And I'm not proposing this to replace program directors or to replace management. I do think management still has the ability to manage the station, and that includes programming. But I think if we're going to take our bylaws seriously, we must have some way for the governing board to have some input into programming. And this is just a way of starting that process.
Anyone else want to speak to the issues?
Well, this is Margie weighing in from KPFK. I see a problem with KPFK of certain activist groups speaking on behalf of the station when actually they're not. And it's very hard. For example, I tried to get on the outreach committee at our local station, and I was called a contra. And it was a very harmful experience. I think it speaks very poorly when a person gets onto a board to work and they're treated this way. So I would be, what I would like to put into this is, if in case this is the situation that we want to institute this, and I'm very interested in Spanish-speaking language programming, but I do think that we have to have an election process, which is fair, that represents an entire board, but not just one group that may be to an extreme that may not reflect well on the station as a whole. And I know I just threw some hot water onto this, but saying that this just happened to me recently, I was slandered by an activist at the station, and I don't think this should be tolerated, and I think elections of these programming committees have to be very carefully balanced. Because I'm actually a person who's worked a lot in the civil rights, you know, arena. I happen to teach Latino children and black children and white children, Rainbow Coalition. But for some reason, you know, I know what the reason was. There is an agenda here, but I think we do have to do this in a fair manner. I think we have to see how it serves our community. I would like to see some programming that did have Spanish and English. I've heard that on other stations, and I think it's beneficial for also our Latino community of people here, second generation, that actually don't speak Spanish, but are of Spanish, you know, background. So I'll just throw that into the mix.
Alex?
Alex, good.
I'm sorry you had that experience. I'm not really sure what the connection is between the motion we're discussing and...
Well, I would like to put it, I think that if we do this task force, we have to have a fair means of putting people on the task force. Some kind
of... that's the previous motion.
Okay, well, that's covered. I'm fine.
You're talking about the motion for the Spanish language task force?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we finished that item on the agenda.
So we agreed to a Spanish language programming that meets the needs of the community, Spanish-speaking community, non-Spanish. Yeah. We should add
it's very
also
hard not having this written in front, you know, in front of you.
I'm not sure
at what part of the motion now we're at.
We are finished with the
different question
together.
Okay.
But one of us is the next motion in the agenda, which was on the agenda. It says motion on Pacifica policy for programming review boards. While I'm thinking about it, Michael, would you send me by email the language of the motion.
I need to look at that as well.
Or actually, Nancy, do you have it as the? Do you have the language yourself?
It meets the
And you have.
I didn't make the motion, so.
Well, it was as amended.
Who did?
It was Alex's motion.
Do you have?
I'll send you what I recall of the amended version of that motion, George.
Okay, and Nancy, if you would send me the
same language programming,
I'd appreciate it.
That meets the needs of the, you know, maybe we should say Latino community, because Margie, she
Spanish,
brought up the point.
Excuse me.
Change anything about that.
Okay.
But you'll find a lot of objections to the word Latino also. Spanish speaking is just... demographically accurate and doesn't express
No, it isn't, because some of them don't speak Spanish, and we have a 30-minute
I don't want to get into this conversation,
but
what's
okay.
in front of us is something very different. I just want to get the copy of what we passed. If you please do that, I'd appreciate it. So as I understand it, Alex, what you're suggesting is that we prod the PNB to take the issue seriously, and the specific recommendation is that the programming review boards be responsible to the LSBs. So is that correct?
Yeah, that's kind of the gist of it. But since it seems like people are all over the place on this, maybe we could postpone this until the next meeting.
I would agree. I want to chime in.
You want to make that as a motion, Alex?
I move that we postpone further discussion on the programming review board until the next meeting.
Can we just come to one point in it, at least make one step that we agree on?
Can I speak to that?
Yes.
This comes off 4 years of experience with a program council that did not have clarity about what its mission and objectives and what its powers were. And it was an exercise in constant frustration. There's no point to taking one step on this. This is like the most contentious question in the network. It's about the programming as far as most listeners are concerned. That's what most listeners are aware of. And let me finish my point. Currently at KPFK, we have what's called the Program Oversight Committee, which is based on the bylaws that says the local station board has the obligation of reviewing the decisions for fairness and transparency. I can't remember the exact language. And my understanding is that nowhere in the bylaws is the LSB given the authority to actually evaluate the programming. It's given the power to oversee the decisions that the management makes to make sure that they're carried out in a fair and transparent way and, you know, fulfill the obligation to the mission. And so I think anything we put in place has to be very carefully worded, and its power should be clear to everyone, because otherwise you're just going to have a lot of people spinning their wheels and frustrating themselves.
Michael, can I ask that the files be uploaded to the our Yahoo group for, you know, review?
You're talking about from the Interim Program Council?
No, I just, you know, what I'm talking about are these resolutions. Can we just have them in the files portion of our Yahoo group for review? Because I'm not
sure.
Coming up with the 2005 original one that you're referring to.
Okay, I tried to... I'm not referring to that now. You're talking about going back to the Spanish language newscast.
Well, I mean,
I tried to
get a sense of history so I can read them and, you know, hopefully get on board to what you're proposing.
Okay, I'm not proposing anything currently. I was objecting to trying to pass something today based on Alex's motion. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay, so what's in front of us is the motion to postpone. Nancy objected to it. Any other objections to it? Postponing, that is, this discussion. Okay.
Well, why don't y'all hear my objection first?
I thought you spoke it, but go ahead.
Well, can we agree on it should be open to the public? can all agree on that, right? No?
May I respond?
Alex?
Yes.
We can agree on a lot of things, but there's no point in voting on anything until we have a coherent, let's say a more coherent statement as to how we wish to implement this idea.
Alex, okay. Do you have any suggestions as to how we can move towards doing that?
What I'd like to do is put forward some more specific language that would make it clear that these bodies will be answerable to the local station board and would create some kind of mechanism for how they would what kind of authority they would have. And I'm just thinking off the top of my head, any kind of decision-making authority would have to be delegated to these bodies by management, because it is currently a management prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
If these bodies were able to work in collaboration with management and we had some good faith on both sides, then I think that something like that could be done. But if not, then this isn't going to go anywhere. You'll just start a civil war.
Right. Okay, so I would suggest that the people who want to think about this and work on it try to do so in the next couple of weeks. Is our Yahoo group, does it allow for discussion?
Yeah, you can host.
You mean polling or what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, responding to other people's messages and stuff like that.
Sure.
Okay, absolutely. So I'd suggest, Alex, that you put it up as soon as you can get what you think is the a viable step in the right direction, in as much flesh as you can put on it, to put it up on the web and allow the rest of the members of the committee to weigh in on it. See if
okay.
In 2 weeks we can't have something that actually might be able to agree on that might be effective.
I need to get off the phone because there's a demonstration down here related to the prisoners' hunger strike, which is why I was in my car. Do we have anything else on the agenda?
Well, there's a discussion of the proposal for a national programming initiative.
Let's put it on the stack.
Let me say that unless I hear further objections, the motion on the Pacifica policy for programming review boards will be handled in the way I just suggested. It'll be postponed for the moment, and we'll discuss.
I call the question.
Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, that's the way we'll handle it. And Michael, the next item is the motion on national programming initiatives, which is also from Alex.
That one I did manage to send to the Yahoo group, and I can read it for those who don't have it in front of them.
Yes, if you would.
Please.
In order to increase awareness of Pacifica and promote our programming, Pacifica should establish a nationwide brand as a network. An important part of this will be the implementation of regular national programming that is carried by all 5 Pacifica stations and offered to affiliates. As a first step in implementing this body recommends that the program directors of all stations begin regular meetings to work out a timetable for bringing the best of Pacifica programming, borrowing from each of our listening areas, to the entire Pacifica community. This will be an opportunity to showcase the best of our local talent and give Pacifica added credibility as a serious nationwide network providing alternative programming content. Progress toward daily national programming of both public affairs and news, as well as arts and cultural affairs from the best of Pacifica, that's in quotes, should be provided to the PNB's programming committee by Pacifica's executive director on a regular basis. That's clearly a recommendation we want the Pacifica National Board to adopt. And that would be in the form of the Pacifica National Board recommending such an initiative to Pacifica management.
Well, this is Marjorie speaking. I happen to think this is a very good initiative. I think that it would be good for us to hear the best of Pacifica through our local stations.
Anyone else want to speak to it?
Yeah, Michael Novick, also KPFK. I have no objection to a single program that represents itself as the best of Pacifica, kind of showcase show that has things from different stations. I posted to the list my response in general. My interest in national programming is to do things that the individual stations cannot do, and to marshal our national resources to do investigative reporting and exposés that create issues with in-depth programming that's not just talking heads. I listen to, you know, KPFA from time to time and BAI from time to time because they live in both those areas, and most of the public affairs programming is similar to what I hear on KPFK in the sense that it is lightly produced and, mostly interviews. I think there's a crying need for something else. So if there was a resolution that only called for the creation of a showcase program of the best of Pacifica, I would go with that. I would object strongly to the idea of branding and to the idea of national must-carry programming. As I pointed out in relation to the Spanish language newscast, it was not defined as must-carry. I don't think we want to homogenize the programming of all five stations into something that is appropriate for a national audience only. I think that the best of Pacifica has to do with the fact that each station is able to dig into the communities that they serve and meet their needs. Given what Alex said earlier about the problem of trying to run a single Spanish language newscast nationally in relation to the needs of the local station, the idea that somehow we're going to run a bank of nationally, I'm not sure who's producing it, but national programs that are must-carry for all the stations is unfathomable to me. However, I can't stay on much longer, and I think if I leave, the quorum is lost. So I would ask that
we can continue. We can continue in any case. We just need four people to vote for something in order to pass it.
You need a quorum to vote for it.
You can continue even in the absence of a quorum if the number of people voting for it would have been the majority when you had the quorum.
That's right.
So we're not. Don't feel like you have to stay on. I appreciate your comments.
I'm making a motion, however, that it be.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Tabled for further discussion.
I object.
Tabled or postponed?
I don't know what the difference is. I'm saying
let me finish. The difference is that postponed means it shows up on the next agenda. Tabled means somebody has to make a motion to put it back on the agenda.
Postponed is fine.
Okay. So, and Nancy, you object to postponing. You want to speak to why?
Oh, we cannot continue to talk. We have to wait until Michael comes back.
No, he's moving to postpone.
No.
Whether he stays or doesn't stay, we can continue to talk and we can continue to ask.
Okay, fine. Okay, go. I support Pelican Bay. The guy's in there.
The question was not whether Michael leaves, but the question was whether or not we should postpone discussion of this until the next meeting.
May I speak on that?
Yes, absolutely.
I think Michael's input to the discussion would be important, so I would support the motion to postpone, even though it's my motion and I'd like to get it passed in the form that I presented it originally. But I appreciate Michael's contribution to this discussion, so I would go along with postponing it.
Is there any objection to postponing this until the next meeting?
Yes, can't we can't we, since we're together, can't we continue and then tell him later on by email what we discussed?
Well,
do we have to just stop?
We could do something. Well, actually, we're at the end of the agenda, so the answer is yes, we would have to stop. There's nothing further on the agenda, and if we postpone this, then essentially we're adjourned.
I think that if Alex would like to agree on postponement, I would agree with him.
Are there any objections to postponing? Okay. Well, hearing none.
Okay, I appreciate that.
It's postponed until the next meeting. And it will
good luck
be...
with the demonstration, Michael.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. Peace.
And we'll see you all on the 12th. And the meeting is adjourned.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.